Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. I'm sure just about everyone here watched at least some of the Olympics this year. After all, it seemed to be on pretty much all the time. Personally, my favorite events were the swimming, track and field, volleyball, rowing, gymnastics. All of that was a lot of fun to watch. Whenever someone wins an event, you can see the pride and accomplishment on their face as they realize that they have cemented their place in history and brought honor and recognition to their nation. Then, of course, there's also the opening and closing ceremonies of the Olympics, which are incredible displays of the host country's society, culture, and power. These countries and athletes certainly take great pride in their accomplishments and their demonstrations at the Olympics. And that is the subject for our readings today, is pride. Looking in a dictionary, you see a number of different definitions for what pride is, such as a high or inordinate opinion of one's own dignity, importance, merit, or superiority, whether as cherished in the mind or as displayed in bearing, conduct, etc., or a becoming or dignified sense of what is due to oneself or one's position or character, self-respect, self-esteem, or pleasure or satisfaction taken in something done by or belonging to oneself or believed to reflect credit upon oneself. And so a lot of this really doesn't sound too bad. I mean, after all, we should have good self-esteem. We should be able to take satisfaction in what we do. We should display ourselves by our bearing, our conduct, as taking pride in what we do and who we are. And there are a lot of things that we take pride in. It might be pride in a good, high-paying job and financial success. It could be pride in social standing, pride in associations, pride in accomplishments as in the Olympics. We have quite a few things to be proud of. But pride can be dangerous. Because you see, no matter what you have to be proud of, someone else has something better to be more proud of. You have a good job, someone else makes more than you and has a stronger portfolio. You have good social standing, someone else has better. You have good associations, someone else has better. I remember one time at one of the camping trips preparing for one of the Boy Scout National Jamborees I went to. I was one of the leaders in my home troop, and so I felt pretty good about myself, proud of my accomplishments. I was a Life Scout, the second highest rank, and really close to earning Eagle. And so I made a comment to another scout that I outranked him, and I really didn't. I was Life, he was Eagle. I probably should have checked on that first. When you take too much pride, that's the problem. When you take pride in yourself, oftentimes you fall flat on your face. Someone else is better. And that is what Jesus warns about in our gospel reading today. In verses 7 through 11, he says, "When you are invited by someone to a wedding feast, do not sit down in a place of honor, lest someone more distinguished than you be invited. And then you with shame must take the lowest place to give way to this person with greater." When you exalt yourself through pride, you may be brought low in humiliation. You go to a banquet, you think you're something special, but someone else comes in who's even more important. "Of course I'm important. I'm the mayor," you might think. and then the governor shows up. Of course, I'm important. I'm the richest one in the room. I'm the top landowner in the county. And someone new is there who happens to own half the state. There's always going to be someone with more. And so if you put yourself up, you may be brought low. So instead of pride that fades and accomplishments that just don't matter, Jesus points us to a better alternative. Instead of pride which fails and humiliates, God calls us to humility. Humility means not elevating your own accomplishments or elevating yourself beyond yourself. And it is very closely connected to modesty. Humility means that you don't boast in your own accomplishments. You allow the accomplishments to speak for themselves. God gives us the example of Christ's humility. After all, if there is any reason to boast, Jesus had it. He is God himself. After all, he is God. He is all-powerful, all-knowing, all-holy, and yet he set that all aside. He set aside his godhood to become a servant, the lowest of all, the lower than us. He condescended to take on himself the lowest seat at the table, becoming a human, becoming a humble, poor carpenter. He entered Jerusalem humbly, riding on a donkey rather than as a military leader. He died on a cross, a humble, humiliating death to forgive us, for us. By his humility and his humiliation, we are redeemed from our pride. Paul puts it quite succinctly in Philippians when he talks about his own causes for pride. He says, if anyone else thinks he has reason for confidence in the flesh, I have more. But whatever gain I had, I counted as loss for the sake of Christ. Indeed, I count everything as loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord. When we boast in our own fading accomplishments, they pass away and are no good. But the accomplishments of Jesus in our behalf, those remain. Your accomplishments are certainly not bad things. And yet, no matter what the accomplishment is, it will not last forever. A runner can set a world record one day only to see that record fall years later. A gold medal is certainly an accomplishment, but at some point the athlete will be unable to compete and someone else will take their place. The only lasting accomplishment is the accomplished death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, which atones for our sins. Jesus died to pay for our sins with his blood, but he did not stay dead. No, he rose from the dead, undoing Satan's accomplishment, so-called, of death, by replacing it with the eternal accomplishment of eternal life. Life which he gives us. Accomplishments that he credits to us. Accomplishments that will never go away because the one who accomplished them will never go away. Boast not in your own accomplishments. Boast in those of Jesus on your behalf. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep and guard your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus our Lord, unto life everlasting. Amen.